This is Terry Mandel, DO dictating an attorney letter to Amy Lisinski, attorney at law of Morgan & Morgan, address on file. Dear Ms. MS, Ms. Lisinski, per your request for an independent medical evaluation on your client, Chance Chandler, please note the following medical letter, period. First name is Chance, C-H-A-N-S-E. That's C-H-A-N-S-E. Last name Chandler, C-H-A-N-D-L-E-R, period. On April 1st, 2025, I performed an independent medical evaluation, period. I reviewed an extensive amount of medical records, comma, took the history directly from the patient, comma, and performed a physical examination, period. A doctor-patient relationship was not established, period. New paragraph. The patient is a 29-year-old male who was involved in a work injury on or about November 14th, 2024, period. The patient was running heavy equipment underground by JAM, J-A-M, by JAM excavating, period. A well broke on a handle for a clamp, and the patient was struck in his face, and he fell to the ground, period. He had immediate pain, diffuse in nature, involving his neck, comma, jaw, comma, right eye, comma, nose, and headache, period. He had a fractured nose, jaw, and right orbit, period. Despite adequate treatment present day, he's still having diffuse pain in his face, comma, cheek, comma, eye, comma, and jaw, period. His nose pain and headaches are better, period. New paragraph. The patient does have nose pain and was diagnosed with a fracture, period. He was treated with surgery and medication, period. The pain is intermittent, period. It lasts approximately 2 hours per day, period. It is an aching type pain, period. The pain ranges in intensity from 0 out of 10 to 2 out of 10, period. It is non-radiating, period. He occasionally has a runny nose with blood, period. New paragraph. The jaw pain was due to a fracture, period. He was treated with surgery with bolts and realignment, as well as medication, period. The pain is intermittent, period. It is worse with eating, period. The duration is 4 to 5 hours per day, period. It is a stabbing and throbbing type pain, period. The pain radiates to the teeth, period. The pain intensity varies from a good day of 2 out of 10 to a bad day of 5 out of 10, period. His jaw is tight and has pain when he eats hard food, period. Sleeping is painful, period. His face swells when he wakes up, and occasionally if he sleeps on his right side, period. New paragraph. His right orbit pain is due to a fracture, period. He was treated with surgery and medication, period. The pain is intermittent, period. It lasts 4 to 5 hours per day, period. It is a piercing type pain, period. The pain ranges in intensity from a good day of 3 out of 10 to a bad day of 6 out of 10, period. He has, new paragraph, the patient has diffuse face and right cheek pain, period. He has two plates in his face around his cheek and eye, period. It is intermittent pain, period. Duration is 4 to 6 hours per day, period. It is a piercing pain, period. The pain intensity ranges from a good day of 2 out of 10 to a bad day of 5 out of 10, period. The pain is non-radiating, period. New paragraph. The timeline of treatment as best recollected by the patient is as follows, period. That day he was seen in the emergency room at Community North. He was treated and released. They did do a CAT scan. He was given medicines, period. A couple days later, He saw Dr. Gillum, G-I-L-L-U-M, and also a sinus allergy and facial trauma doctor, period. He was seen at the Sinus and Allergy Institute and saw a facial plastic surgeon, period. He was seen a few times and advised surgery, period. Surgery was done at Marion Hospital, November of 2024, period. He had two plates inserted as well as bolts for his jaw, period. They repaired his nose and orbit, and he did have follow-ups, period. New paragraph. Activities of daily living are affected as follows, period. He has problems playing with his children, comma, sports, such as basketball and baseball, comma, sleep, comma, and chewing food, period. New paragraph, medication denies. New paragraph, present treatment for this condition includes over-the-counter pain medicine daily, as well as facial exercises, period. New paragraph, past medical history denies. New paragraph, past surgical history. He had one all-inclusive surgery, November of 24, for these problems, period. He also had prior hernia and tonsil surgery, period. New paragraph, past traumatic medical history reveals the patient never had a facial injury in the past, period. The patient never had a fracture or nasal injury in the past, period. The patient never had an eye or orbital injury in the past, period. The patient never had a jaw injury in the past, period. The patient never had serious headaches or migraines in the past, period. The patient fractured two bones in his hand in 2016 while he was building a house with boards falling on his hand, period. He was treated with a cast and there was no permanency, period. He has not had any other prior broken bones, period. His nose was hit in wrestling in high school without trauma or treatment, period. The patient has not had prior work injuries, period. The patient has not had serious automobile accidents, period. At age 15, he was involved in an automobile accident where he was seen in the emergency room once without treatment, period. The patient had stitches in his leg twice as a child playing football, as well as his left elbow when he fell, period. He also had some stitches in his leg when he fell off a bicycle, period. At 8 years old, he had a fall with two staples in his head, period. New paragraph. Patient's occupation is that of running heavy equipment, period. He has been off work since this injury, period. He missed five weeks of work due to this automobile accident, period. New paragraph. Upon review of medical records, I'd like to comment on some of sampling pertinent studies, period. Emergency room report, Community North, date of injury, November 14th, 2024. 29-year-old white male with no pertinent past medical history who presents to the ER after a piece of machine broke off at work and hit him in the face and eye, period, falling to the ground in pain with his eyes closed because his vision was going black, period. He has tenderness over the right maxilla, period, abrasion across his right zygomatic arch, period. His nose was bleeding out of the right nares, period, frontal headache, period, physical examination, head abrasion present, tenderness to palpation over the right cheek, comma, abrasion to the right zygomatic arch, period. CT maxillofacial impression, comminuted depressed fracture of the anterior wall of the right maxillary sinus with associated small volume right-sided hemosinus, period. Linear fracture line extending through the anterior aspect of the inferior orbital rim, period. CT of the head, right maxillary fracture with air fluid levels in the right maxillary sinus, period. ED course, given Norco ibuprofen tetanus booster while in the ED. At this time, the patient will be diagnosed with a partially comminuted depressed fracture of the anterior wall of the right maxillary sinus and hemosinus period, fracture line extending through the anterior aspect of the inferior orbital rim period. With these fractures and the abrasions to the patient's cheek, these are considered open fractures period. The patient will be treated prophylactically with Augmentin period. Assessment, open fracture of the right side of the maxilla, 2, open fracture of the right orbital floor, period, end of report. Gillum notes January 22, 2025, fracture of the nasal bones is the chief complaint. His follow-up for fracture of the nasal bones, seen on November 22, 2024, at which time was assessed with open reduction and internal fixation of right malar fracture with plating system period, 2, open reduction and internal fixation of right nasal septal fracture period, 3, right maxillary antrostomy, antrostomy, with removal of diseased mucosa, comma, endoscopic, 4, clear flow nasal splint insertion period. Patient reports he is still having swelling to the right maxillary cheek, still tender aches period, right upper dental pain even to the touch period. Nasal cavity, right nasal cavity, mucosal inflammation, and septal crusting period. Left nasal cavity, mucosal inflammation, and septal crusting period. Right zygoma, that's Z-Y-G-O-M-A, right zygoma, tenderness with palpation. Impression 1, fracture of the nasal bone, 2, malar fracture, right side. They state malar fractures involve the upper jaw and cheek period. Gillum office note, November 20th, 2024. Seen for a chief complaint of possible right orbital fracture, comma, possible nasal fracture, period. State six days ago was hit in the face with a piece of metal at work. Exam, external nose, nasal fracture, and palpable tenderness. Impression, fracture of the nasal bones, period. Marion Health Operative Report, November 22nd, 2024, post-op diagnosis. 1, right mid-face / malar fracture with malocclusion and trismus, T-R-I-S-M-U-S. 2, nasal septal fracture. 3, traumatic right maxillary sinus occlusion period. Procedures performed. 1, open reduction and internal fixation of right malar fracture with plating system, 2, open reduction and internal fixation of right nasal septal fracture, period. 3, right maxillary antrostomy with removal of diseased mucosa, endoscopic. 4, clear flow nasal splint inserted, period. After being involved in an industrial work accident, resulted in significant depressed right malar fracture and complex nasal septal fracture, completely occluding the right maxillary sinus with greater than 95% right nasal obstruction, period. All required surgical intervention, period. End of report. New paragraph. I, Dr. Mandel, after performing an IME and reviewing the above medical records, have found that all of his treatment that he has sustained as a result of the work injury of November 14th, 2024, were all appropriate, comma, reasonable, comma, and medically necessary, period. New paragraph. On physical examination by me, Dr. Mandel, today, Examination of the skin revealed a 1.5 centimeter, slightly irregular shaped scar involving the right inferior orbital area, period. It is unsightly, period. ENT examination revealed pupils equal and reactive to light and accommodation, period. Extraocular muscles intact, period. Examination of the nose revealed a majorly deviated nose to the left side of his face, period. There was minimal tenderness to palpation, period. There was slight obstruction to airflow, period. The right maxillary area was slightly swollen, period. There was tenderness, period. There was hypertrophic palpable bone scar noted from healing, period. There was tenderness to the right inferior orbit, period. Examination of the face lower area revealed tenderness from the right upper lip, soft tissue to the top of the right jaw, period. There was a significant TMJ click on range of motion of the right jaw with decreased range of motion, period. There was pain to palpation of the right upper teeth, period. There was diminished strength of the right jaw, period. Examination of vision revealed diminished vision in the right eye at 20/30, period. Examination of left eye was 20/20, period. Vision in both eyes was 20/20, period. Cervical examination was unremarkable, period. Thyroid normal, period. Auscultation of the heart regular rate and rhythm, period. Auscultation of the lungs clear, period. Examination of the abdomen was soft with normal bowel sounds, period. Neurological examination revealed reflexes normal and symmetrical at 2/4. Circulatory examination revealed pulses normal and symmetrical at 2/4, period. New paragraph. Diagnostic assessments by Dr. Mandel are 1. Facial trauma, cephalgia, pain of the right maxillary area with fracture that is comminuted, depressed, and open, period. Hemosinus with air fluid levels in the right maxillary sinus, period. 2, right orbital pain, trauma, and fracture of the inferior orbital rim, open in nature, period. 3, nasal trauma, pain, nasal septal fracture, resulting initially in 95% right nasal obstruction, period. 4, jaw trauma, pain, with right malar fracture, period. The above 4 diagnoses were directly caused by the work injury of November 14, 2024, period. This resulted in an all-inclusive surgery on November 22, 2024, period. New paragraph. At this time, I am rendering an impairment rating, period. Utilizing the book Guides to the Evaluation of Permanent Impairment, 6th edition by the AMA. Utilizing table 11-5. The patient qualifies for a 10% upper extremity, qualifies for a 10% whole body impairment, period. By permanent impairment, I am meaning the patient will have continued pain and permanent dysfunction in his face for the remainder of his life, period. As he ages, the patient will be much more susceptible to arthritis in these areas, period. New paragraph. Future medical expenses will include the following, period. Ongoing medication over the counter in nature will be $100 a month for the remainder of his life, period. Possible surgical hardware removal, especially in light of his facial swelling, may be necessary, and this was discussed by his doctors, period. Some injections for pain will cost approximately $2,000, period. A TMJ splint and treatment will cost approximately $3,000, period. He may need possible glasses for surgical correction, period. plastic surgical scar revision of his face would cost approximately $3,500, period. New paragraph. I have not provided medical care or any treatment for this claimant, period. I have not made any referrals or advised any treatment, period. We have not entered into a doctor-patient relationship, period. New paragraph. The above opinions are based solely on the information provided and mentioned above, and they are expressed within a reasonable degree of medical certainty based upon the scientific principles accepted in the medical community, period. I am dual board certified in both family practice and also osteopathic medicine, period. I have over 40 years experience in these types of cases, period. Informed consent was obtained for an elective examination during the COVID-19 pandemic, period. The patient understood the potential risks of acquiring COVID-19 and agreed to the exam rather than deferring to a later date, period. The patient gave me informed consent to conduct this review and share my findings with any party who requests this information, period. If I could be of any further assistance, please feel free to contact me. Sincerely yours, Terry Mandel, DO, end of dictation.